Okay, good.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And there's Milena.
Milena.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi. There you go. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our pre-2022 Light Conference call. We are all excited to be together to set the energies for our upcoming conference that will begin Friday, November the 11th. 2022, of course. As you know, the start of this conference begins on a very auspicious date. Now, to start off, we have a few announcements. The first and most important is that please all put on a little notepad for yourself to check your time zone, because the time changes. Daylight savings time in some areas changes. Some places it doesn't. But on November the 6th, it does change. So please be aware that where you're living, to make sure that you've got the right times and that daylight is still saving. First, let's tell you that each day of our conference will begin at 10 a.m. Central Time. We will break for lunch at approximately noon Central Time. And sessions will resume at 2 p.m. Central and close at approximately 4. Each day's audio and video recordings will be posted on your private page under the title 2022 Light Conference on the following day. But again, for those who might not have been able to attend in person, please take time to review these extensive sessions after our conference. The energies of these conferences are very powerful. This may cause some of you to go unconscious during a different activation, so reviews are a must. So here's today's itinerary. Milena will discuss conference preparations. She will then lead us in a journey into our crucible. Then Joan will present a view and updates of the light packets that we have activated. The Council of 12 will be present to help us open the sixth light packet. Then we will close our session. So, here's Milena.
Okay, thank you, John.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome everyone to our 2022 pre-light conference gathering. So here we go. I know many of you are already feeling the energies building around this conference, and they're quite intense already. These energies are being enhanced, by the way, by what is being called an eclipse passageway that we are currently immersed in. This passageway began with the solar eclipse on October 25th and will culminate with a lunar eclipse on November 8th. All of these incoming frequencies are ushering us into the opening of the 1111 portal. So there's a lot of movement happening at this time. So to assist you in preparing for a three-day conference, here are a few suggestions. Some you've heard before, some will be a little new and different. So first, of course, prepare your sacred space ahead of time. Gather everything you will need to be comfortable. Your blankets, your pillows, your tissues, water, etc. Have whatever crystals with you that you want nearby. We suggest that you consider your food needs and have meals prepped or prepared ahead of time. To the extent possible, do what you can to insulate yourself for these 3 days. And on the evening of 11:10, begin setting your light quotient at the fifth dimensional level. And as we gather at the steps on the morning of 11:11, arrive fully in your light garments. And that morning, as you are preparing, begin increasing that light quotient to the sixth and seventh dimensional rate. Set your intentions for this three-day journey. So each year, we seem to say that this conference will be unlike any others. This is doubly true this year. The frequencies we will be experiencing are powerful and expansive and will be accelerated with each segment and each day. These energetics will be the strongest we have encountered to date. So due to the dynamics of these light codes, the energetics, the multidimensional frequencies, some of the segments may not be very long. So John just gave you our tentative schedule, but we will be flexible. Some may run a little longer, some may be a lot shorter. But you will require time between each segment and each day to begin acclimating and stabilizing the energetics before we proceed to the next step. You will need quiet time to process. The acclimations will continue during your sleep time to better prepare you for the upcoming day so you can begin in a state of stability. Drink lots and lots of water to stay hydrated over the course of this conference. And we strongly suggest that when we begin the Friday afternoon process and all those that follow during the next 2 days, that you set your computer monitor to speaker view. Now, when we open each day in each segment, gallery view is fine, so you can see and say hi to everyone. And we will try to remind you to switch to speaker view before we begin. And the reason for this is this will help to assist you in not being distracted by the movement of others when we are in deep process. All right. Oh, so I asked Deanna if she would create for us an 1111 light code graphic for our conference, and she has done that, and it is amazing, and I know every one of you are going to love it. A few days before the conference, we will post it on the Facebook page for you, and I will also email it to you from the Ascending Light Masters at Gmail email. Now, when I send a group email, sometimes, depending on what your setups are on your, we'll send it to spam. So once you see it on Facebook, you'll know it also went to Gmail. So check your spam folder if you don't see that email. But it's amazing. And once you get it, you can download it and please use it if you want to or your background on Friday morning, because it is awesome. And I encourage you to sit when you receive it, because it is emitting codes. And she totally nailed it. She totally channeled the energies of this conference and this graphic. So thank you so much, Deanna, for your intuitive and creative creation and contribution. All right. Yay. All right. Does anybody have any questions about anything? Okay. Well, let's get started with today's session then. So make sure you mute it now. Take a breath. Be comfortable. Be in the present moment. Be aware of yourself sitting in your chair. Now, we have been taking this journey to our light temple vortex for the last 7 months. And we continue to follow the protocols that were given when we were first introduced to it. It is our hope that by now you realize that when we travel together to our light temple, that this journey itself is a meditation. So with that in mind, we will begin. Place your awareness on your light body within your Merkaba vehicle of light. Be aware of its spinning. So travel now to the place of our light temple vortex. This part of the journey is when you let go and release the noise of third dimension. Release all distractions. Place your focus on the destination. As you arrive and make your way to the crystalline stairway, begin considering your intentions for yourself. The stairway was designed to assist in raising your vibration with each ascending steps. So place your awareness on the first step. And on this step, be sure you are vibrating in the frequency of the fifth dimension. Ascend to the next step. Increase your unified field to the sixth dimensional frequency. And ascend to the next step. Continue raising your vibration to be fully engaged in the seventh dimensional frequencies. Ascend to the next step and set firmly in place your intentions for today. Now ascend to the top. And as you walk the pathway to our light temple, today you may notice a lot of activity occurring, all in preparation for our light conference. Continue on into the light temple, crossing the crystalline bridge, into our gathering chamber, and take your seat. As you settle, tune in. Can you feel the electricity as the excitement is building for this light conference? Once today's session is complete, preparations will begin in this grand hall in order to accommodate the multitude who will be in attendance on 11/11. Invitations were sent months ago. Response has been tremendous, as these are the most sought-after invitations in the cosmos at this time. There is much attention on us. Our immediate circle of teachers and guides have been queried often by those from afar asking, can they do it? Can this small group of humans really do this? Well, our entire Council of Light has responded with a resounding yes. Come and be amazed. So with a smile on your face and in your heart, let's proceed with today's session. And please welcome Joan.
Well, before we welcome the Council of 12, who will help us activate the sixth light packet, I thought it would be important that we talk about the light activations that we have done within our 2000 light conference as well as during this past year. There are significant points that I wish to bring up concerning a couple of activations that relate to key teachings that took place in the last four sessions of Ascending Masters, so you can put them in perspective of this present time. We ask you to review all of the light packet activations that have taken place thus far, so that you not only refresh your memory of them, but refresh the energetics that they contained and bring them up to the present time sequence. Now, before I continue with this review, I would like to thank Katriana for the wonderful job that she does in creating summaries. And so the summaries that you were sent were created by Catriona. And we are very grateful for the work that you do for our group. So I wanted to acknowledge her in that way, because she not only does our transcripts that we're very grateful for, but she often makes summaries that are so helpful in reviews. So let us continue here. In our 2020 Light Conference, Lord Metatron talked about the five light packets that we had activated. He said the first four light packets that we activated emanated from a field of awareness, the unified field of human consciousness and physical bodies. The fifth, sixth, and seventh light packets emanate from the quantum field. The fifth, sixth, seventh light packets impact all the other light packets that have been activated. They upgrade and uplift the energetics that they contain. Eventually, you will have one unified massive light packet that you can draw from in your creative adventures within the quantum field. We won't go into each light packet activation until only the few that pertain to current activations. Each light packet activation was important because they each brought us into a much vaster state of consciousness. The ones we want to draw your attention to are the following three activations. The effects of the fourth light packet in the eighth chakra. Notice how the eighth chakra, higher physical mind, can be in more than one location, both in the third triad and in the sacred heart center of the first triad. The eighth chakra universal mind has no limits of time or space and is used to create form. This was brought through in August of 2019. This activation, as it is brought into the current time, relates to the epikinetic body and the eka body. Although not activated, the imprint of these bodies has always been in our unified field until our consciousness was developed enough to be aware and to use it. The next activation that we want to draw your attention to is the effects of the third light packet in the sixth strand of DNA. Take a deep breath. It helps maintain equilibrium in our mental emotional body. It assists in traveling interdimensionally between fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. This relates to the epikinetic body. Both of these activations brought into the present moment. As you do that, you can see how much different states of consciousness benefit you. As you review the light packets that we have activated, pay attention to how they relate to our present state of consciousness. I bet you could find many more relevant energetic meanings to them. So now let's proceed with the most recent light packet activation, as it has relevance to the activation that we will put in place today. The fifth dimensional light packet is a massive light packet, unlike any of the other iterations that you have co-activated. The fifth light packet relates to all light packets, to all light templates that have been activated. The fifth light packet, as well as the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, emanate from the quantum field, and they affect the DNA strands and the chakras. This fifth light packet affects a human consciousness as well as your soul spirit. This light packet resides in your soul star, where it informs the chakra system of the body, which are spinning vortexes of light. It affects the upper chakras that relate to the light body, and the communication is clear between soul and spirit. The communication into the consciousness that you are spirit using a human body is now a very viable, tangible communication. You realize now, in this state of consciousness, that you are spirit using a vehicle of the human body. Just as you realize your light body is using a vehicle of the Merkaba energy. It's a very tangible difference in the way you view who you are in a body. There is no separation. You are conscious that you are soul spirit using a body. Now let us talk about the eighth strand of DNA that we activated because it relates to your spirit, not so much your physicality. Now that we were going into the spirit of you, that is an unlimited expression of the divine, of all that is. You are a replica of that energy. All of the activations that Seating of the Divine participants have participated in up to this moment have affected the soul star and the complete function of that energetic vortex. The soul star is not a chakra. It's an energy field of light that communicates, as you are capable of receiving it, who you are as a divine image of Prime Creator. The soul star begins to awaken your memory codes more extensively and begins to inform your chakras, upper and lower chakras, from the perfection and wisdom of your soul spirit. Your spirit now is a viable communication source to your soul. Your soul then provides a clear path for you to experience your individuality under the direction of your spirit. At this moment, you are drawing from your soul star as well as your light body. Great changes are being made in your etheric body. As you are well aware of, the etheric body is your physical body's double. Your physical body has always drawn from the etheric body. And as the etheric body changes into light body, the physical then is able to change at a cellular and molecular level because the light body has now become your etheric or ka body. It will take 2 more years to fully manifest in your body. You will begin to feel it in this moment. You will begin to notice how you are very different on every level. The fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates are fully functioning. You have equilibrium and healing going on in your mental emotional body, which is your creative mechanism within the body that you occupy. all rifts and divisions are being healed and unified. The teachings of this last year of Ascending Masters of Light, as well as the light packets that were activated, has prepared you to take this next step and begin the activation of the sixth light packet. Take a deep breath. Be present and alert in this moment. And welcome the Council of 12. We are the Council of 12, and we welcome you to this pre-conference activation. Let us begin this co-activation now. Take a deep breath, present and alert, and be very centered in your sacred heart. Be alert, aware of yourself in your light body. Be conscious of the light packets that you have activated thus far and where they are positioned in your body. Be conscious of the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth strands of DNA that have been impacted by these light packets. Be conscious of yourself sitting in the amplified fields of light, in the quantum field, in your light body. Together now, we enter the DNA control room. You know where it is. You have visited this place before, so you're already familiar with it. Look for the cabinet labeled Light Quotient and open it. Inside the cabinet is a dial. You are also familiar with this dial. It has been turned on. Make sure the dial is fully engaged. Notice that you are standing in front of your DNA matrix. There are 8 strands of DNA, and they are more light-filled than the others. There is a 9th strand of DNA that is coming online and is still in the process of being activated. Touch the vibrating light packets with the index of the right hand extension of your light body. Notice how these light packets light up when you touch them. there are four light packets that are activated on this shelf. There's another shelf that you have not been conscious of before. Take a deep breath now. Be present. And look above the current shelf, where there is another shelf that is just above the one you are familiar with. This shelf contains the fifth light packet that you activated in the 2020 light conference. It is already lit. It lit up when you touched the first four light packets on the first shelf. Take a deep breath. You have five light packets ignited. We will ignite the sixth one now. Touch the sixth light packet with the forefinger of your right hand of your light body and notice how it begins to light up. Once this happens, close the cabinet and leave the matrix. The sixth light packet emanates a brilliant golden Christed light. The minute it lit up, the fifth light packet began to take on the same magnificent Christed light radiance. Be present in the quantum field in your massive crucible vortex. Be present in this moment. The sixth light packet is now activated and resides in the heart center of your light body, which is your fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional etheric or ka body. Feel what is going on in your sacred heart center of your physical body. Now feel what is going on in your entire 14 chakra system. The activation of the sixth light packet also activates the ninth DNA strand of your DNA system. This changes for eternity any separation anomalies that affect the physical body as it functions in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. Your light body is now capable of drawing unlimited light streams from the quantum field of Christ consciousness. The energy activations that we have just helped you initiate in your present energetic system will help you tremendously as we move through the days of your light conference. Sit in the presence of these energetic activations with us and with your entire crucible of light and integrate them, so that you are prepared for your opening session of your 2022 Light Conference. Take a deep breath and sit in complete unison with us and your entire crucible of masters. We will now close this session. This session is complete, beloveds. Blessings.
Awesome.